for Tevez. Bergstrom, Luka Rantanen gets around Felipe.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air, live from the Sports Byline Studios. This is hour number two. Of course, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, joined by my all-star, my sidekick, my co-host, my better half on the radio. I'm talking about Mr. Zach Attack Young. And Zach, I got to ask you, GSP coming back to the world of the UFC, is he doing it on his own? Does he need the money? What's the story on that?
You know, I would be surprised if he needs the money. He seems like he'd be pretty responsible with money, and he made a lot of money. Do you think that he'll be able to make an impact now?
What about the drugs? He was complaining about the drugs. I mean, he thought that he implied that Johnny Hendricks was juiced to the gills, didn't he?
Yeah, and Johnny Hendricks did later on get caught for using some performance-enhancing drugs, so he might have been onto something. But at the same time, I mean, now they are testing more strictly for that in the UFC, so that kind of makes sense that he'd come back now.
Good point. Lots of things to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts. Lots of things to talk about in the world of sports. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. When we come back on the other side of the break, the athlete of the week, the aforementioned Georges St. Pierre, former UFC fighter, of course, the iconic figure from Canada. Can he make it? Can he break it? Will he come back? Can he be champion again? Talk about that in depth after the break right here on Sports Byline.
One in three relationships start online, and more start on Match than any other dating site. So if you're single and looking to meet people, you've got to get on Match. They're not only number one in first dates, but in second dates too. Meeting your match has never been easier. Just go to match.com/together, and for a limited time, you can try Match for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect with thousands on Match. So go ahead, create your account now at match.com/together. That's match.com/together.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace from Doctor Approved Medical at little to no cost. Many people are now using our brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and feel relief that they haven't had in years. Don't let your back pain get worse. Call 800-507-1148. Call now and get free shipping plus a free, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
Oh, so many great athletes in the world. The world of mixed martial arts has bred a lot of great athletes. But for a while, the UFC, it's been a little stale. There hasn't been a lot of stars in the UFC. A lot of the stars have kind of gone by the wayside. Anderson Silva, of course, he's kind of been in decline. And Brock Lesnar with the steroids. But George St. Pierre, the man who retired following a contentious decision a couple years ago, is back. So without further ado, we go to one of the legends in MMA, George St. Pierre.
The judges score the contest 48-47, Hendricks. 48-47, Pierre. At 48-47 for the winner. And still champion of the world, George Rush St. Pierre!
19th career win. He is the all-time best in UFC history. And still the welterweight champion, GSP.
I'm here with the winner and still champion, George St. Pierre. First of all, George, an amazing fight. An outstanding challenger. One of the most difficult fights of your career. Give me your thoughts on the fight.
Without a doubt, my toughest fight. And, I lost memory a little bit in the fight. Imagine how tough it was. I couldn't see with one of my eyes. He really messed me up. I need vacation right now.
Were you surprised when the decision was read?
No, I wasn't surprised, but like I said, I lost a little bit memory of what happened. I got cut a couple of times. I want to give my hands up to John Hendricks, my toughest opponent so far. And thank you, everyone, for coming, all my supporters that are here.
What was the game plan going into this fight, and what, if anything, surprised you about Hendricks?
Well, he was very good at countering my game plan. My game plan was to make him fight going backward, make him fight on his toes, because he's a very powerful puncher, I can tell you. And he closed my eyes with one of his strikes, so I couldn't see with my right eyes. He hit very hard.
Well, George, congratulations on defending your title, and congratulations on being an excellent representative of mixed martial arts. You're a true champion. What were you going to say?
Listen, everyone, it was a lot of talk about what's going to happen. I have a bunch of stuff in my life happening. I need to hang up my glove for a little bit, at least. Make a point on my life, and hope my fan appreciate. Thank you to everyone, the UFC, Johnny Hendricks, and man.
Are you retiring right now? Is that what you're saying?
I have to go away for a little bit, at least, and I want to. personal things happening, and I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to the UFC who gave me the chance. Everyone, for the support. Thank you very much.
So what you're saying is you have personal things outside of fighting that you have to tend to? Is this the end?
I have to step away for a bit, and that's all I can say right now. I just got punched a little bit and everything. But I later on, I'll make a point on that. Right now, I got to go away for a little bit, and I want to say thank you to all my supporters, the UFC that give me the chance, and Johnny Hendricks, and I'm very emotional right now. But
well, George, rest up from a tough fight, and I can't wait to hear how this develops. And if you decide to return, it'll be an honor to watch you fight again. It has been an honor to call your fights. Thank you, sir.
An honor was mine. Thank you very much.
George Rush St. Pierre, the winningest fighter in UFC history.
That was the last time we saw George St. Pierre in the octagon. UFC 167 back on November 16th, 2013. So it's been, 3 years since we've seen George St. Pierre compete. Probably almost four by the time we actually see him back in the octagon. And as you could see by the crowd's reaction to that decision, a lot of people felt he lost that fight. It wasn't exactly George St. Pierre at his best. You know, and he had a quite illustrious run. Like they said, 19 wins, which is the most in UFC history. He went 25-2 in his mixed martial arts career thus far. And the two losses come into Matt Hughes and Matt Serra, which he actually defended both of those. So, sterling record. And this is actually the first athlete of the week that we've done that is currently still competing. Most of the time when we do it, it's somebody who's been retired for a while or even somebody who's passed away. So this is a special distinction for George St. Pierre, but he's dominating the headlines right now. He's coming back at 35 years old. So we don't know exactly how much he has left in the tank. It's been a 3-year hiatus for him, as we've said. So we'll see how he can compete with this new breed of welterweights. Or, as Dana White has said, he can compete anywhere from 155 to 185. So I don't know if Dana White is right about that, but it would be interesting to say the least. What are your thoughts on George St. Pierre, Johnny Taco?
Not fighting at 155, please. You'd have to cut off both arms, all three of his legs and both arms. He'd never make 155. Making 170 was tough for him, okay? Making 170 at 35 is going to be tough. Now, he was talking there during the couple things during that post-fight interview. Was he going to jail? He said he had to go somewhere. Was he going to jail? Did he have rehab? Did he go to jail or something? He goes, I got to go somewhere. I got to go. It sounded like he had to go to jail.
It's not like he needed to leave like right then.
Exactly. Or maybe he had to run to the bathroom or something. Anyway, he said he lost his memory. Was he knocked out in that fight?
He took a lot of shots. If you saw his face after the fight.
I saw it.
Yeah, he wasn't in good shape. That's kind of been circulating since his return. So, and UFC 167, we're all the way up to in the 200s now. So that tells you it's been a little while since he's competed in the cage.
Okay, so they would have to bring him back. Will they give him a softie, or will they do like a Holly Holm and throw him in with a tiger?
I think the first opponent back, they'll probably give him a pretty good fighter, but I don't see them like putting him in there for the belt or anything like that. But the UFC, I mean, they'll do crazy stuff like that sometimes.
Tyrone Woodley's a champion, 16-3-1. I think he goes through Stephen Thompson next month, but that wouldn't be a shock if he didn't. But I think the real guy at 170 is Woodley. At 155, I think it's Khabib, of course, and Connor. And then at 185, Michael Bisping's a champion, but he's not really the guy, is he?
No, it feels like he's just keeping the belt warm right now for Yoel Romero, if you ask me. I mean, I think that would be a very tough fight for Michael Bisping to win.
Should Michael Bisping be arrested for being the world middleweight champion?
I mean, he won it fair and square. That defense against Dan Henderson, that was kind of questionable. I mean, I don't think that Dan Henderson deserved a title shot at this stage. But
when a 45-year-old man takes you to the edge of the cliff of death.
Not a good sign, is it?
No, it's not a good sign.
And it was a rematch.
No doubt about that. All right. The athlete of the week, George St. Pierre. Can he climb it back at the age of 35? I mean, mixed martial arts is a mixed bag of tricks. So some guys can come back and fight late in their careers, like Randy Couture. Other guys are just done.
You know, he has the wrestling base on his side. I feel like when you're a wrestler, you can compete like at an older age. Like if he were a striker trying to come back, then that would be a lot more difficult. He does strike, but he's known more as like a grappling type of fighter. You know, his last seven fights went to decision. So he wasn't really knocking people out. So he kind of has that going for him in his favor, I'd say.
The Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Zach Attack and, of course, the great George St. Pierre. We'll see him in the Octagon real soon. Speaking of the Octagon, mixed martial arts and boxing, we'll talk some more combat sports on the other side of this break. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And at 40 minutes past hour, I will be joined by the Animal. George the Animal still talks about how jealous Randy Savage was. Get this. Randy Savage used to lock Elizabeth in the dressing room at wrestling matches when we would go out for matches. That's what a piece of turd he was. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Works for me.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Look at Jimbo with the Muay Thai kicks. He's got it all. Ray's trying to line up a shot and weather the storm. He knows what it's like to have to weather an early storm. Look at this stuff.
Who would have said it would be Jimbo on the back of Ray Mercer in his car?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Zachary, believe it or not, Manny Pacquiao is leaving the plantation. That's right, Manny Pacquiao is going to fight in the United Emirates, Arab Emirates, Dubai, April 23rd. Against the undefeated Mike Horn, I think, believes his name. And they are not bringing Bob Arum or Top Rank with them. What do you think that says to Master Bob?
I mean, I think that says that he learned from Floyd Mayweather at the end of the day. He saw how much Floyd Mayweather made in their fight. And I know Pacquiao made a lot, but he didn't make quite as much as Floyd did.
You know, I'll say this. If Floyd's making $200 million for that one night, but if he's making $85 million a night, and the other guy's getting paid well, and there's still money for the promoters to be made. Does that sort of tell you what the promoters were making before they had to split this money up?
Yeah, it really does. And I mean, and if I had to guess, I bet even Floyd isn't getting paid exactly what he should get paid based on that. You know, I'm sure that there's, you know, people behind the scenes that are making a bunch of money off the fight still.
Well, the bottom line is athletes in combat sports deserve to get paid because the window of opportunity is closed, is you know, it doesn't stay open very long. And of course, Floyd Mayweather's, God, I wish that had closed many, many years ago. Now, let's go to boxing first. Adrian Broner was on television tonight. Adrian Broner now fighting at 147. Should I be impressed with Adrian Broner tonight?
I wasn't that impressed, and I scored the fight a draw, honestly. Broner, it's the same problems that have plagued his career since the beginning, I'd say, is his lack of activity.
He's fat.
He lets people get into these fights. He just sits there, and he tries to do a poor man's shoulder roll, and these guys are landing combinations on him. And, I mean, he'll land some nice counters here and there, but a lot of times he just gets outworked.
Adrian Broner now 33-2, 24 KOs. Of course, I think he fights chubby. He fights fat. At 147, he's fat. He's a guy that should probably be fighting. If he was really disciplined, he'd be at 135.
35 or even 40, I think, would be better for him. You know, I mean, his record at 147 and above right now is 3-2, and two of the three wins are kind of like a little controversial. So that's not a great record at 147.
Scores were 97, 93, 96, 94. Broner, and one judge had it 94, 95, 95. Of course, we're talking about his 12-round battle with Adrian Granados, who's now 18-5-2 with 11 KOs. Now, the co-feature featured Lamont Peterson. Now, should I get excited about Lamont Peterson being back in action?
I think he had a better performance than Broner, but I don't know. I didn't like his whole leaning forward that he was doing. You know, it's like I don't see a lot of fighters have a stance like that, and it didn't seem to make sense. It seemed like it made the fight harder for him than it needed to be. But I don't know. He looked decent tonight, and he was on a long layoff himself. So,
you know, he had some Flintstone vitamin issues early on.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, they were talking about he was running he ran like a marathon to prepare for this fight. So, I mean, his stamina seems to have improved. I don't know if there's any Flintstone vitamins going on still, but I don't know. I wouldn't be too surprised, I'll say.
You know, we talked about the drug testing in combat sports. It really seems that some of the people, some of the organizations starting to step up the process. I know the WBO is pushing hard for drug testing. And they're trying to push for some off-season drug testing as well. Now, Manny Pacquiao, their welterweight title holder, of course, going over to the United Arab Emirates, going to fight at 147. You know, is this like Joe Louis or Muhammad Ali when they took those guys on the road when they were old and took them to countries where they could make money because they weren't selling tickets at home anymore?
Yeah, has anyone heard of Horn? Like, really? Even, like, even like dedicated boxing fans, I don't think, are too familiar with the guy.
Look, I'll give you a little inside scoop on the guy. His mother doesn't know he's even boxing.
Yeah, see, it's a secret. He's like this secret opponent for.
Well, she thought when she said boxing, he was like, you're working out in a factory, doing some boxing in a factory. Anyway, that is the world of boxing as we look at it right now. We've got Tyson Fury out of the picture. His cousin Huey Fury is going to fight Joseph Parker, the undefeated WBO guy. Of course, they're both undefeated. I think Parker's slightly favored there. Should he be?
I think so. I mean, he's more proven, but I didn't think that Parker looked tremendous in his last fight with Andy Ruiz. So I don't know. I think that fight is a bit of a toss up, but I'd lean towards Parker based on experience.
Could Andy Ruiz ever get a good? Could he ever have a good body?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if I was him, I wouldn't even want to take off my shirt. Would you want to take off your shirt if you look like that?
Nah, that's not really the greatest look.
No, but how do you tell people you're a professional? How do you walk into a bar and tell people you're a professional fighter, you're ranked in the top 10, you got a body like that?
I don't even know. I mean, he's not a bad fighter, though. He's a pretty good fighter.
But still, you've got to have some physical appearance to you. Perception's a lot, man. When people look at people, perception's a lot. You look at him, you think, Doughboy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Andy Ruiz, he makes Chris Ariola look like a waif model.
And, Vladimir Klitschko, the aforementioned 1996 Olympic gold medalist, now long in the tooth, almost 40 years old now, of course, taking on Anthony Joshua, the young Tiger, 17-0-17, waxer of the UK. Who wins and why?
You might not like this prediction. I don't think Anthony Joshua has beaten anyone. I don't think he's prepared for.
No, look, I'm not blowing Anthony Joshua here. Don't make like I'm his number one fan. He's a young buck, but go on.
I don't.
Hold
think...
on, hold on a second. Go on.
You had to spit out Anthony Joshua.
No, man, you didn't have to tell the people that, you knucklehead. Go on.
Well, you know, I think that Klitschko obviously has a huge experience edge. And if the Klitschko that showed up against Fury shows up, then Anthony Joshua will probably win. But if any other version of Klitschko shows up, I don't think that he's going to lose to Anthony Joshua. I don't see that the level of preparation in fighting these. Like, Anthony Joshua has no real challenging opponents on his record thus far.
Okay, Fedor Emelianenko did not fight tonight in San Jose. And you know, and I decided not to go to that fight card earlier in the week before he pulled out. But he didn't pull out, but Matt Mitrione pulled out, Fallon Fox's favorite friend there. I got to ask you, man, is Bellator starting to make the right moves? I mean, are they doing things consistently? Are people starting to talk about Bellator at all?
I think so. I mean, I think Bellator... it's like they're generating some type of buzz. I think having Fedor over there definitely helps because he's one of the biggest names in the heavyweight division. And at one point he was the best heavyweight on the planet. So I think they're trending upward, but they're trending slowly upward. Like if their stock was at a dollar, it's at like $1.20 right now.
Who is the best fighter confidant in the world of mixed martial arts outside of John Jones?
Outside of John Jones, I would say, you know, it that's kind of tough because there aren't a lot of long reigning champions.
What about Demetrius Johnson?
Demetrius Johnson is probably the best choice. He's the longest reigning. I think Conor McGregor's up there, but he did lose to Nate Diaz recently, so we got to factor that in. I think he's up there too, though, Conor McGregor.
Tyron Woodley says he's being dogged because of his race. Is he?
I don't really think so because John Jones and Anderson Silva are two of the biggest stars in the history of the UFC.
Okay, speaking of Anderson Silva, did he get a gift last week? He didn't land any strikes. How did he win that fight?
Yeah, he got a bit of a gift.
A bit?
Yeah.
did he get a bit or did he get a real gift?
I think it was a gift. I mean, I don't know how the other guy lands like double the number of strikes and loses the fight somehow.
Well, that's your combat sports update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO, of course, on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. You're tuned to Sports Byline. On the other side of the break, I bring in the Animal, George Animal Steele, talking about Miss Elizabeth and WrestleMania 2. George Animal Steele passed away this past week,
is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. Traffic's moving way too slow.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. World Boxing Organization.
He has done it. We have a new heavyweight champion in the world.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Have you heard about podcasting? With podcasts, your favorite radio shows like Sports Overnight America and the Video Game Review are delivered directly to your computer, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want. And it's easy, too. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button next to the show you want. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Tuck.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
Zach Attack, you remember the Macho Man, right? Randy Savage?
Oh, yeah.
Going to his lovely wife, Elizabeth, of course, and George the Animal Steel. Of course, he played the Beauty and the Beast. That was their big stick for WrestleMania 2 back in the day. But the bottom line is William James Jim Myers passed away this week at the age of 79. He was known as George the Animal Steel. Here he is. Unplugged.
Who comes to you and first proposes the Beauty and the Beast angle?
Strongbow. I mean, through Vince. It was Vince's idea, but Strongbow came and says, I got this idea. It's always got to be this. Is that I knew better than that. And he wanted to do this, and I said, yeah, we could do that. It could be fun. And it just was a real natural thing. First of all, Elizabeth was really good candy to look at. She's a nice-looking gal. Randy is very, very jealous. That's for real. Mm-hmm. So it was just a natural thing that was going to work. And so when I went out and gave her the flowers, and she didn't know what to do with it. She'd played it so well. And then Randy jumped off, and then, you know, the rest of it just took off. It was a great run, except it was very difficult every night.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Working with Savage always has difficulties for people. Tell me about the difficulties you first encountered, maybe when he came up to you with a pile of paper.
Well, that was later on. This is the beginning. Then we.
This is the beginning of the.
Then we do a Saturday Night Main Event where it really started. But he, I knew Randy as a little boy. I knew his dad. He worked with his dad in Detroit, way back when. So I've known him a long time. I have a lot of respect for Randy. First of all, he's got a tremendous work ethic. He works hard. The world was changing. I called it as the ring turns, and the business was becoming very different. And I'm old school. I mean, I never knew what I was going to do in the ring till I did it, which I think is the best way to work back then. And Randy was coming in this where you do a lot of talking in the locker room, and he had everything pretty much laid out before you went to the match. Go to step A, step B, to step three. That's not me at all. So we had Trouble Waters coming.
Right.
You could see it coming. And we get to Tampa for the Saturday Night Main Event show, and that's probably the following week or so. He comes in, he's got this list like you got here. I won't throw him like you would, like I did. But he's give me this here. He's got the match written out. I look at it, and I take the first one. It's on a wired notebook. I rip it off, and I rip it up, and I throw it in the garbage. As I did that, man went, ugh. Took the second one, ugh. Third, fourth, fifth one. Finally, I said, just listen to me, kid. We'll have a good match. And he was like,
And these were all spots.
Oh, there's a whole match. Not just spots, it's a whole damn match. We're going to walk through this thing like a dance, which I couldn't do anyhow. I'm not that smart. I'm not going to memorize it, and I didn't have a clue. So that wasn't going to happen. And so the next year and a half, just about, we worked almost every night. And there was always a little bit of a feud. And on top of that, he was very jealous. So, there was a guy that nobody remembers, I'm sure. It was called the Junkyard Dog. Mm. He was my tag team partner very often. And he loved to rib also, and so do I. And Randy would be so uptight. And JYD would throw the little barbs at him and just tease him a little bit. And I would always, just before I go to the ring, he would be so uptight because we'd always be doing something with Elizabeth. That's my wife. You gotta, and I'd say, hey, I got a daughter. I got a daughter older than her. Relax. But just as I'd leave, I'd say, but boy, I've had some runs with some of these young broads around here, and leave. And he was like, and I'm gone. So I had him right where I wanted him. When he come to the ring, fired up.
So he even had legit jealousy
with the old man, the good-looking old man.
Well, I'm
that's
saying
unbelievable,
somebody who's
right?
No, I didn't mean from that.
No, I am.
I meant with somebody who's going to work so closely with.
Oh, absolutely.
For so long. This isn't some young stud walking into the company trying
we were
to take
in,
his
we
wife.
Were, we
it's
were
a
in,
guy he knows
no,
for
no,
years.
He loved his wife. He truly loved his wife. And I think the biggest mistake that a lot of guys made in the 80s was they brought their wives into the business. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
Not a good idea. And most of those ended up in a disaster later on because the wives now become part of the work. I mean, come on.
But she was always good to work with.
Oh, yes. Elizabeth was.
Down for anything you wanted to do.
Here's what would happen. I'd be standing up like this here. Elizabeth would be here. Randy would be there. We're talking. He would get between us, push her out of the way. I'm telling you.
This is in the locker room.
Yeah. He just didn't want anybody. He was conquering space with Elizabeth. It was just a real up tight thing, which made it easy to work with.
Yeah.
Stop and think about it, because it was a real jealousy. Tito would have been a better champion because Savage was such a good worker, good performer. He wasn't really a worker, he was a performer, that he didn't need the belt. Tito was a great worker, but he needed that little extra push. So he'd have been a better champion, probably. But they had big plans for Randy. I mean, Randy would fit into the whole program from day one on, and they had big plans for him. And the plan was, at that point, was for Randy and Tito Santana to have a big run. And because of the crazy character that I had with Elizabeth, Tito lost his run, really and truly.
That was so much more over with fans that it knocked Tito out of the box.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. I worked a lot with Tito in that period of time. He was really a good talent in the ring, But Elizabeth is what made it. I mean, Elizabeth made Randy, honestly. As good a worker as he was, that was the dressing he needed.
You know, if it was Randy's idea to first, I mean, this is in 86, but it was it first Randy's idea first to bring her in, or did Vince say, hey, why don't you put her on camera?
I can tell you about that one. They wanted to get a lady for Randy. They wanted to add they were going to get a model. And Randy said, no, 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 no. I got a model. I was sitting there. I heard this stuff now. So the first time she comes to Poughkeepsie, she's never done anything in the ring before. He makes her walk up the steps and teaches her how to go through the ropes probably 150, 200 times so that she wouldn't show too much leg, that she could do it very ladylike. And it was, I mean, I felt sorry for her. It was brutal. But he was teaching her how to get into the ring. And he was in control of everything that way. I mean, he was in control of, I think, everything she breathed, he was in control of.
Was she unhappy?
Well, she left him.
But at this time, are you seeing her?
No. She was in awe. She loved being in the ring also. She loved that whole deal. I mean, and she was really sweet on Randy. I mean, it was the real deal. Before that, we were in Detroit, Joe Louis Arena, and we're in a locker room, and they tell me that Elizabeth is sitting like a swimming pool high lifeguard thing, and the winner gets Elizabeth. And in the process, we're going to knock the thing down slowly so she don't get hurt. And Vince wants me to grab Elizabeth by the ankle. That's the picture we want. Randy goes nuts. I know it's a rib. I know it's a rib. It's Vince, George, you and Vince are screwing with me again. Why do you have to grab her by the ankle? And he's really going off. JYDs were inside. We were always screwing with Randy. And he's laughing. He's laughing. Randy looks, what's wrong with you? He said, well, you're wrong. You're asking the wrong question. And Randy says, well, what should I ask? He says, you better find out if George is laying on his belly holding her by the ankle or if he's on his back looking up her dress. He went absolutely spastic. I mean, he went absolutely nuts. How are you going to be laying on your belly or your back? I mean, you know, so now we're going to go over here and I'm going to steal her. And now at this point, I'm starting to, my Crohn's disease is starting to kick in. We don't know it yet, but my energy level's falling. So I'm just really starting to run out of gas. And I got to carry her all that way. And I was always in pretty good shape. And I thought that I was just getting old. I didn't realize I was bleeding to death inside. Mm-hmm. I was killing myself running too hard. And not just that night, but on a regular basis. So I'm carrying her out. And guess what Randy said? What are they going to think he's doing to her? It's pretty deep.
He was out of control.
he was hostile. But it worked.
It did. If you ran into him today, what do you think he'd say about those times? Do you think you'd get an apology?
No, I don't even expect apology. I think he's a real professional. I think he worked hard. I think he bought into the thing. I made a lot of money with him. I respect his ethics, his work ethics. We have a totally different view of the business, but that's age. I think he was a character in the wrestling business. Do you think of any shoe salesman or somebody in that level that could sell tickets? You got to have characters. They got to be off the wall. I mean, Randy Savage is off the wall. Mm-hmm. That makes him a great worker. Mm-hmm.
George the Animal Steele, of course, talking about WrestleMania 2, the big lead-up. He's had a year-and-a-half run with him and Miss Elizabeth, of course. Beauty and the Beast, one of the great wrestling entertainment gigs, no doubt about that. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. When I come back, Zach Attack Young and I will finish up the evening here. Of course, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines, one last segment, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And you are tuned to Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
My-
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
Next week, we're talking Oakland sports. Of course, the Oakland sports situation as we speak. The Oakland Raiders leaving town or trying to leave town. The Warriors are leaving town. The A's, nobody wants them, but they want to leave town as well, of course. And Andre Ward is in the fight here as well. So Oakland up in the air. Speaking of Oakland, in 1996, Charlie O. Finley, that's right, Charlie O., the guy that brought us the Oakland A's, he died at the age of 76. He was a man that came up with the designated hitter, and he wanted to have a greener and orange baseball so fans could see the ball when it's being hit to the outfield. All kinds of innovative stuff that he wanted to lay out, the designated runner. He did all kinds of stuff like that. Charlie Finley was a genius, no doubt about that. And of course, he captured three World Series in a row, 73, 74, and 75, of course, for the Oakland A's. And speaking of the Oakland A's, Less than a month after re-signing in 1987, Oakland Athletics pitcher Vida Blue retired. Of course, he spent some time with the Giants, won a Cy Young with both the Giants and the Oakland A's, one of a few guys, I think, to win Cy Youngs in both leagues. Bottom line is, that's Oakland Sports next week with Ricky Ricardo from Ricky Sports here in San Leandro, California. Zachary, the All-Star game tomorrow, is it worth watching? I mean, all the hoopla leading up to it, is the game itself worth watching?
I think so. I mean, I think it should be entertaining. And at least for the drama part of watching KD and Westbrook, I think that'll be interesting for a lot of people to see.
Now, what about that USC card tomorrow night on Fox TV, Fox Sports 1? Is that a worthy ticket? Do you want to tune in to that one? Is that something we need to VCR or something?
That one's actually pretty decent. You know, I like the main event, Derek Lewis. That should be an interesting fight. I think that fight actually is worth watching, that card. It's more worthwhile than some of the recent pay-per-views.
Is the USC scared to put Conor McGregor in with Khabib?
I don't think so, because for one, Khabib kind of got rocked in his last fight, and you think Conor McGregor might be able to do something similar. And at the end of the day, Khabib, he could break them into the Russian market more, and that could be a big market for them. So I don't think they're too worried about that.
Who wins the rematch, Woodley and Thompson?
Woodley. I think this time he gets a stoppage in this fight.
Interesting. No doubt about this. So the NBA All-Star game is just a couple hours away, of course. The NFL, the draft, the, man, free agents, all that kind of stuff, going hot and heavy. Want to thank my man, of course, calling from Texas night. That was great to spend some time with him. And I got to say this to you, Zach. Week in and week out, you pick it up with these athletes of the week. I think GSP tonight was fantastic, man.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure, and it's fun to shed some light on some of these athletes.
Yeah, especially some of the guys that are still with us.
Exactly.
Zachary, until next week when we talk Oakland sports, all the best to you. Of course, we're talking tomorrow on the radio, but all the best until then. Say hello to Jasmine. Have a great week.
You as well, sir. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Of course, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. And don't forget, we're here each and every Saturday, and we rock, and we tell it like it is. We have some fun as well. So if you have some fun with us tonight, I hope you did, because we had fun bringing it to you. Straight up, this is Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, live from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, and the Sports Byline Studios. Please.